Good morning, guys. It's your host, Quay, and welcome back to the Strings of the Mind podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest in gaming and social media. Welcome back, guys. Hope you all are having a good day, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, we shall be talking about the PlayStation 5. Now, the PlayStation 5 has been officially out for 1 year. Damn, bro, that is actually so crazy. And I've also had one in my possession for roughly around 3 months now. So today, we will be talking about everything. PS5, how I got my PS5, because trust me, that's a pretty funny story. And we're also going to be talking about the future of the PS5. We're going to be talking about the games of the PS5. It's everything PS5. It's going to be so, so good. This will probably be a long one to strap on. Okay, here we go, guys. Here we go. All right. Okay, the PS5. I want to talk about it. So straight up, let's crack on with the design. First, the thing that I want to talk about is this beast design. And while most people have clowned on this design, I actually think that the PS5 looks really freaking good. It actually takes up a lot of like space that would normally be empty in my room. And it's kind of slim, even though the disc drive thing, which looks like a baby bump, not gonna lie. but yeah, actually, it looks really good on my desk. And now, obviously, everyone's room is gonna be different and all of that. So, if it's gonna be in my room, it's probably gonna look awesome for me, but it might be difficult for you. But this is my show, so yeah, okay, moving on. The actual PS5 is big. It is bigger than it looks, and it looks great. The customer hospital plates were a really good idea by Sony, because it actually allows us to dig into the PS5 and check out some of the internals. You know, we can put the SSD inside, and like, it's just really, really good, because we can clean it up, we can look inside, and we can obviously customize the plates. It also has this glossy middle that is really good looking. It was kind of a weird idea by Sony, because this thing can get dirty really, really quickly. It can get scratches on it, and if you like spray it with like sanitizer or like perfume, I don't know, like something, if you spray something on it, it's gonna destroy it. Like, this is a mistake I made for myself, and it seems like a small thing, but trust me, always, if you want to sanitize your PS5, always use the sanitizing, like sanitized towels or wipes or something for the middle area, because trust me, like, you do not want to just spray on some sanitizer, or just, you know, like, squeeze some out of your soap bottle of sanitizer, you know? You know what I mean. So, it's a very, very confusing thing that Sony did, but I like it. I still like it. It doesn't have that glossy finish for me anymore, because I had to, like, really, like kind of almost scrape it, because it looks really, really weird, but it looks alright now. It has a more matte style finish, which I actually very much prefer. Anyway, let's move on for that. So obviously now with me, I have a pregnant PS5. Okay, I'm gonna stop. The thing is, I have tons of PS4 games on the disc, and the discs just look really good. You know, having a disc on the shelf, I have a nice shelf area for my discs, and it looks cool. Even though it's not that ethical, and like, it's really it's a big hassle basically for getting disc versions of games. But I'm moving to more digital things, so it should be less of a hassle and should be a little more ethical. But yeah, I'm always going to be getting disc games every now and then for my PS5, because it just looks awesome, man. It looks awesome. Okay, now I want to talk about some other things about the PS5. And actually, I want to start with the first thing that I want to start with is the best thing about the PS5. And that is the controller. Like, screw the SSD or the graphics card and all of that of the PS5. Like, screw all of that. The games, they look really similar to the PS4. I'm not gonna lie, that's a little bit of an insult, but like, I'm sure that some of the games look really similar to PS4. But honestly, the best and biggest generational leap that we've had, at least so far, with the PS5 is the controller, because man, the controller is so good. Like, chef kiss to whoever designed the controller, man. They have made such a good device with this controller, like, because there's so much about this controller that has changed from the PS4 controller. Like, the haptic feedback, the adaptive triggers, all of that is just crazy, because simply trotting around on your horse in Ghost of Tsushima, fighting a boss in Demon Souls, or flying a napalm bomber with some Philly magic in Far Cry 6, it's just so much more immersive and realistic with this controller. You actually can tell when you're walking on grass or on sand in Ghost. You can feel the heavy bows, the crunchy metallic armor. You can feel the heaviness. You can feel the weight of all this stuff. You can feel when you're like in Demon Souls, when you're fighting a boss, you can feel the boss's like rage, the anger, their breathing, their heavy breathing. You can feel like the weight of the bow when you're pulling it back in Ghost of Tsushima. I'm not gonna lie, the best game to play for the controller, except for maybe like Astro's Playroom, because that's literally the best game for the controller. But one of the best actual games to play with the controller is Ghost of Tsushima, because they have done such a good job using this controller. They have made so many new advancements and little changes to using like the sword and the bows, the different weights of the bows. Like, there are two bows that you normally get in Ghost of Tsushima. One is a heavy bow and one's a normal bow. When you're using the normal bow and when you're using the heavy bow, you can actually tell the difference, because the way that you pulled down on the trigger is much more difficult to pull down on the smaller. I mean, it's much more difficult to pull down on the heavy bow than it is to pull down on the normal bow. And it's just really hard to describe to you guys, because normally a lot of people describe it and you can kind of tell that there might be exaggerating a little bit, because it sounds too good to be true. But trust me, I am not messing around here. I am not popular enough to be paid even a single dollar by Sony. I am 100% seriously telling you guys, as a customer, as a person who takes gaming really, really, really seriously, that this console's controller is that good. The adaptive triggers is done well. They could have taken an easier route. They could have made it a gimmick, because when you are being told about the haptic feedbacks in particular, when they were announcing it and when they were talking about it in the PlayStation announcements and stuff like that, you kind of just think about it as a more advanced rumble. But you couldn't be farther from the truth with the haptic feedback, because trust me, the haptic feedback has been the biggest mind-blowing factor of the controller to me, at least in the terms of a surprise, because you could kind of tell that the adaptive triggers were a good idea and they were gonna work well, but you didn't really expect much from the haptic feedback, because, as I said, it might have just felt like a more powerful or more a little changed up rumble. But really, you can feel a particular part of your hand or a particular part of the controller vibrating at a point depending on what you're doing. If you're walking, you're walking on your left foot, your left controller will vibrate. Your right foot, your right controller, like the handle of the controller, they're gonna vibrate depending on how you're walking. And different games obviously have different like limits to their the use of their the adaptive triggers of the haptic feedback. It is all up to the developers, and that is actually really, really such a good idea, because that kind of tells you how serious the developer is taking this. And for Ghost of Tsushima especially, man, they took it seriously, man, and I really enjoyed Ghost of Tsushima. But anyway, yeah, great controller. This is definitely the best part of the controller. That's best part of the PS5 is the new controller. I love it. I seriously love it. Anyway, let's move on to the actual experience of using the PS5. The graphics, the sound design and 3D audio, smooth frame rates and fast loading times and all of that. So, being someone who's used a PS4 longer than they've used Instagram, I can tell you how much of a difference there is in these consoles. Because the immediate thing that you can notice, the immediate thing that you can notice changing between these consoles is the UI. And let me say, the UI is great. The PlayStation 5 UI is actually really good, because obviously in the PS4 UI you could have had like themes and stuff like that, and that was all great. But with this, it feels like whenever you buy a new game, you're getting a new theme, because that's what's happening. Every game has a different theme, and then when you move on to your PlayStation store, that's just the store right there. But I'll get into that in a second. So yeah, the UI of the PS5 may be a little intimidating at first, actually, especially with your muscle memory of the PS4. But once you use it, you actually are gonna realize that UI is actually a billion times better than the PS4. Like, the UI happens to be really, really good. And I am someone who's, I am someone who's lucky enough or privileged enough, I guess, to have decent Wi-Fi. Now, fast Wi-Fi plus the somewhat usable general Bangalore Wi-Fi system means that with the PS5 SSD and the UI and the Wi-Fi, all of that just combined together like the Eternals at the end of the movie and just create such an amazing experience for you guys, because now you can load the games, download the games, and play them so much more faster and smoother than you could ever do on the PS4. And the best example of this is the PlayStation Store. Real quick, instead of the 1 hour wait that the PS4 had, which was just such a sad thing to see, because you actually had to go into the PS4, click the PlayStation Store, click on the PlayStation Store application, and wait a couple of hours until your bones start to decompose, and that's when the game would, the application would actually open so that you could buy or browse a couple of games. Normally, you're not even going to the PS4 to buy a new game. You're going there to browse some new games, just look around, waste a little bit of time while you're doing something else. And the change between this 1 hour load time versus the like inbuilt just like transition into the store has been life-changing and one of the best examples of the PlayStation 5's power. And it's a small thing, but trust me, it is awesome. Next, the graphics. Actually, you know what, I'm also gonna take a little second to talk about the loading times, because games like games that are available both for the PS4 and the PS5 have had some of the best load time differences. If you guys have gone on YouTube and seen like a couple of like load time changes and stuff like that, they're not lying when they tell you that Spider-Man can open up and play the game, like begin the game, at the same amount of time that it took for the PS4 to just begin the console. Like, not even begin the game of Spider-Man, just begin the console, because like starting up the console, because first of all, yeah, starting up in the PS5 has been made faster than the PS4. You can get in and start doing your things on the console faster, and it's great. I love it. It's unnoticeable at some points. After a little while, definitely it becomes a little unnoticeable, but it's really, really good. But when you're loading in with Spider-Man on the PS4, you have to wait for the loading screen to get over. In this, you press continue and boom, you're just in the game. You just begin, like it just transforms, fades into the game, which is life-changing, guys. This is genuinely like time waste being torn apart, because loading screens are now just almost gone at this point. It's definitely still there. There are still loading scenes in games. There's still loading, there's buffering in games, and that's buffering in videos, but like, you still have loading screens in video games, but they are so much more released. Even like Demon Souls and like Deathloop, like games that are exclusively next gen, have such immediate load times. Like, I'm really surprised. I have both Demon Souls and Deathloop, which are some of the only PS5 exclusives and like next gen exclusives, and both of them just go in, right? Like, it's okay, yeah. Loading times are great. I love it. It's awesome. Now, let's move on to the graphics. The graphics haven't had the biggest leap yet, and the reason that they haven't had it, and I'm not saying that they're not gonna have it, it's just that at the moment, and I really like this point made by a lot of people who are going to videos and like seeing like, why aren't the graphics changed? Like, why aren't they better? Like, a lot of people have made good points, but this is the best point, and that point is the transition period. Guys, we are still in the transition period of going from the PS4 to the PS5. Obviously, there are still so many games that are releasing for both PS4 and PS5, mainly because of the shortages of the PS5, because the PS5 has had a lot of shortages, but it's also the fact that most people have still been in developing games for last gen consoles. But once we get into the point where new gen consoles, like the games for new gen consoles have started to come out, like, that is gonna be great, because at the moment, they're still like, the console has been released for 1 year, guys. You might not realize how long it takes for a game to be made. I am someone who has researched a lot about this, because obviously I want to become a game designer when I grow up. So it takes a long time to make at least a good game. It takes a long, long time. It doesn't take that much time to remaster a game or to make it, you know, next gen kind of ready, but it takes a long time to make a game, particularly for one console. And that's why at the moment we're having such a shortage of games that are exclusively next gen. But as we get on to 2022, like the end of 2022, start of 2023, that's when we're going to be out of that transition phase, and then we're going to have some absolutely beautiful games. Because this is mostly predictions, obviously, because I can't predict the future, but I'm speculating at this point that this is what it's going to be, because this is the most obvious answer. We're still seeing games being released for both PS4 and PS5, and that means they were mainly made for the PS4. So we're still having to get through with that phase, and once that phase is done, you guys, we're going to have some amazing graphics. And also, we already have games that are looking really good. It's not like we don't have games that are not looking good. Demon's Souls is looking so good. I'm currently playing Demon's Souls as my main game because it's the game that I've got the most recently, and I am loving it, fam. Like, it is actually a good looking game. It's a really good looking game. And we still have games coming out like Horizon Forbidden West, Avatar Frontiers of Pandora, and God of War, which looks so good. And man, I just can't. I don't know what to say. It's just awesome. I can't wait for these next-gen graphics to come out, and these games with next-gen graphics to come out. Now, next, let's talk about the frame rate. Obviously, with me, I have a 60Hz frame rate TV. 60Hz TV. Now, I don't actually have the frame rate in there, but yeah, I have 60Hz TV, and I am gonna say that the frame rate hasn't been the biggest change ever. It is a good change, and I have noticed something, but it isn't the most noticeable thing. And the truth is, at the moment, I'm just glad that my game is running smoothly on 60 FPS. But if I am playing a game that gives me an option between graphics or performance, I am probably most of the time, actually sort of at the moment, all of the time, freaking graphics, because I did not buy the PS5 for smooth gameplay, smooth frame rate, and smooth gameplay. It is a great thing, it's a great extra, but in my opinion, when I'm playing a PS5 game, I'm playing it for the graphics. Next, let's talk about audio. Now, my main headset at the moment is my JBL 650. It's a great closed batch headset, and you might have seen it being used by a lot of different YouTubers. It's a very good headset, and overall, it's just a nice headset. It's the JBL 650. It's a great closed back headset. And now, along with my beautiful TV speakers that I've absolutely smashed, it's absolutely smashed my soundbar, because my soundbar, it is a little old. I have a Samsung smartbar, I have a Samsung soundbar, and my TV speakers have absolutely destroyed it. My TV speakers, they have Dolby Atmos and stuff like that, and most of the time I am using my headset, but the combination of these two have just absolutely smashed it. It's been such a great experience using the 3D audio and the PS5 audio, just the new audio of the games for the PS5. It has been really, really good. It's definitely one of the more less noticeable things, because I like audio. I'm a really, like, I think a lot about audio and stuff. Like, I like to make sure that I'm listening to good audio, or have equipment that I can listen to, that I can use to listen to good audio. So at the moment, I'm not having the absolute best experience, but it's definitely a really good experience, and definitely a change from the PS4. And it's not the biggest experience, it's not the biggest change in experience, but it's definitely one of those little, like better, you know. It's a little, like, newer and nicer extra things to have at this point. So far, we still don't have the peak, and that's what I'm saying. We're gonna have a peak soon. Don't worry about it. Next thing, man, I am in need of breath right now, because I can't stop talking about how good this PS5 is, man. Anyway, so far, speaking of games that I've played, I have played a couple of games, quite a few games on my PS5. So let's talk about it, eh? I have played so far on my PS5, I'm gonna list them out now. Uncharted 4, Thief's End, Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut, Deathloop, Demon's Souls, Far Cry 6, Resident Evil Village, Red Dead Redemption 2, Spider-Man Remastered, Spider-Man Miles Morales, A Plague Tale, and Cyberpunk. Wow, you know, I'm surprised. I'm actually pretty genuinely surprised right now. And obviously, I haven't finished all those games. I don't think it is possible for me to complete all those games in 3 months with being in ninth grade and being a you know, being in real, being a human, being a 14-year-old human in 9th grade, okay? I don't think that's possible, but I have, these are some of the games that have gone somewhat far through into the story, and I couldn't, like, yeah, as I'm saying, I couldn't have played all those games if my life depended on it. But so far, these games have been awesome. Most of these games have some like extra for the PS5, something extra. It adds a little better graphics, better performance, something like it's a little better for the PS5. And all these games have been great. It's definitely a big change from the PS4, and I'm really, really enjoying it. Games obviously haven't had the biggest graphical update, and as I said, as I've been mentioning, we're still in that transition phase, and I completely understand why they haven't. But playing Far Cry 6 and Demon's Souls, Ghost of Tsushima, all of these games, like, my favorite games have so far definitely been Red Dead 2, Far Cry 6, and Ghost of Tsushima and Demon's Souls. Like, these games have been awesome on the PS5 because you can really, really tell that this console can handle these games with ease, and I've loved it. I've absolutely loved it, and yeah, I'm in awe of this. These games have been awesome, and the games, as in, like, yeah, the games have been awesome, the stories have been awesome, and yeah, I'm so, so happy. Okay. but I'm gonna mention one thing for people that are a little bit speculative about the graphics about the PS5, because if you guys remember, I was very sus about the graphics being shown in Horizon Forbidden West in one of my previous podcast episodes, and at that point I hadn't used a PS5, but now I can absolutely tell you for sure that those graphics are gonna be looking really good. And the thing is, when you look at some of the first and last games, the difference between the first and last games of something like the PS3, they have been massive changes. You can tell, like, it has been really, really big, and it's been such a generational leap, and that is the whole point of that transition phase before the console can actually be used to show its real power. But okay, let's get on to the verdict. This is my verdict now. I am very happy with my PS5. It has been a great buy, and if you are in the market to buy a console that you actually have, that you can actually use, because trust me, you will need time and money. Lots and lots of time and money. Like, time and money in capital letters, screaming at your broke face, types of time and money. But seriously, these games can be expensive, and they can take a long time for you guys to really get to the point where you feel satisfied enough from these games. And if you have that amount of time, money, and because this console, it will demand you to play. This console demands you to play it, because if you're gonna buy this console and just leave it in the corner, just, you know, like, you know, just being like, you know, yeah, you buy this console and then you leave it in the corner to collect dust that we finally got, you should not have a PS5, because you just shouldn't. It's a crime, because, you know, there are some rich kids' parents out there, and rich parents' kid crying out there because he is so bored of getting driven around from his dad's valet in their Mustangs out. Oh god, so sad, because they're so bored of getting driven around with their dad's valet in their Mustangs, that because, and now they want a PS5, but they can't get it because you have that PS5. I try to say that with a straight face, guys, I'm sorry, but, like, yeah, you get my point. You really, really need to use this console, because if you're gonna spend 50 grand in Indian rupees in this console, or $500 in this console, you want to use this, because this console has such good games and such good improvements from previous consoles, it's not even funny. But yeah, take it from a guy that, like, actually, no, wait, little reverse. So yeah, if you can actually use this console, there is nothing better. Seriously, Xbox is great, and I'm sure that the people who have an Xbox are so, like, happy with their purchase, and I wouldn't say so happy, but Xbox Game Pass and stuff is great. Forza Horizon 5 is looking awesome, but take it from a guy whose mom had the PS1 and PS2, the guy has a PS3, PS4, and PS5, someone who's had played, someone who has over 80 video games on their PlayStation, like their account, and over 50 games completed over 9 years of gaming life. The PlayStation is the place to go to get some of the best stories and experiences with exclusives that are so good and give you such a great experience, and the technology that has revolutionized gaming in the 20s decade. This is my PS5 review and I give it an 88 out of 100. That is my review. Yeah, it is a wonder console, a wonderful console with minimum flaws, the best controller in the world, hands down, and with games with amazing stories. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, real quick, I wanna really quickly see how much time I have left, because I want to talk to you guys about, oh my god, this episode is long. I did not mean for this episode to be so long. I actually wanted to tell you guys about how I got my PS5. Maybe I'll save that for another day. I'm gonna save it for another day. I might save it for a little extra story time. Now, the future, I'm going to talk about the future of the PS5 real quick. The future is looking really bright for the PS5. As more updates come out and more games are being released, you can really tell that this console is getting, you as the user are getting worth that you, you're getting what is worth with this console. I don't know if I'm making complete sense right now. It is late and I'm really, really excited and also a little tired. But yeah, it has been such a great experience because, wait, what? No, I mean, it is going to be such a great experience. Like, as soon as we get into like late 2022 and 2023, I feel like we're really gonna get into some of the actual console's best parts. Like, once we're there, once we move out of this transition phase, we can really, really get into this console and the PS5 generation phase. Like, we can already look forward to so many confirmed games, like Horizon Forbidden West, God of War, Avatar Frontiers of Pandora, Spider-Man 2, and like games like Wolverine, Dying Light, Gran Turismo 7, and so many more. Like, you can really tell how great this next generation is going to be. I am really excited for this console. I'm really, really excited for next gen. It is going to be so good to see these realistic graphics and performance, and just such great power. The great power that this console has with the newer titles and exclusives and stuff like that. Guys, this has been great. Thank you guys so much for watching my PS5 console review. Sorry I'm a little late. I try to make this podcast as soon as possible, and I've been a little busy because my ninth grade life has definitely been creeping up on me these past few weeks, and I've really been getting into my focus mode, because December and January, February, March, these months are gonna be hectic for me. But anyway, guys, that has been me. I'm sorry this video was a little confusing and a little just like over the top. I am really, really tired right now. It is actually 10:10 p.m. at the night right now. I am really, really hungry and really, really just tired because it has been a long day. But anyway, guys, thank you guys so much for watching, and that is all from me. If you guys have enjoyed this video, then make sure to like it. Also, show you guys to be such an amazing person by following this podcast. That way, you'll get to know whenever I post a new episode. I am going to be making another episode next week. I'll try and make two episodes next week. I'm not sure if I will be able to, but I want to make the story episode, and also a episode about like the newer stuff, the news and stuff like that. So yeah, anyway, thank you guys so much for watching. I'm gonna go see you guys in the next one. Goodbye. Man, that was such a tiring episode. Goodbye, guys.